Arizona Guy Pitti here from Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives on the Food Network. I hope you'll be listening to On the Menu Live with the Madman, Matt Russell.
Welcome to On the Menu Live,
the most delicious hour on radio and the hottest in culinary and cocktail talk.
And now, broadcasting live from another happy hour on 104.1 KQTH,
here's your host, Matt Russell.
Hey, fellow foodies, you have arrived to the most delicious hour on radio. Thank you so much for tuning in like you do every Saturday at 5 o'clock, because if it's Saturday at 5, it's On the Menu Live, and we have a delicious show dialed up just for you. In fact, we are the first to be broadcasting live from the newly renovated Canyon's Crown, 6958 East Tanqueray Road, just west of Sabino Canyon Road. We are weeks away from the kickoff of NFL season. This is your destination for food, booze, sports. And when you're thinking about food, booze, and sports, our celebrity co-host making his inaugural debut appearance on the Menu Live, he is the host of the Zach Clark Show on our sister station ESPN 104.9 FM and 1490 AM. He's our resident sports director and the pride of Romeo, Michigan himself. Zach Clark is in the house. Zach, how are you, man?
I am doing so well. It's great to be here, man. It's an honor.
I can't believe it's taken us this long to do it. What better place to do it given what we're going to be talking about, the Canyon's Crown?
No, I know. When I saw where we were going, I thought, perfect. Perfect.
Well,
nailed it.
You know, it would be a disservice to continue this show were we not to hoist our pints the way they do it at the Canyon's Crown with a salutation, with a cheers to say salute, my friend. I've chosen one of the Guinness beer blends. I'm actually having a blacksmith, it's called.
Mine has the pear in it, so I'm looking
forward to it. Do a little cider.
Yeah.
Giving us a glimpse into your personality.
That's right.
Well, cheers, brother. Let's do this and get going.
Amen.
Beautifully thick, rich, creamy, gorgeous collar atop that pint of brew. That's how they roll here at Canyon's Crown.
And see, I like this because I'm not a huge dark beer guy, so this cuts through it nicely, and you still get those dark tones. That's delicious.
Oh, listen to you. Yeah. What are you doing next Saturday at 5 o'clock? So anyway,
people
love your show on
every
weekday from 3 to 6 on
Thank
ESPN. You get to really get us all current on the very vibrant sports scene, not only here in Southern Arizona, but nationally. How'd you get into this business doing sports talk?
Well, you know, I got here to Arizona in 2008 to go to college. I wandered in my advisor. I said I wanted to work in sports. He said, why don't you go check out the radio station? I walked in, and I don't think I ever walked out. So I knew right from then what I wanted to do, and went through college here at Arizona, and then I ended up in Glenwood, Arkansas,
out of
college. Yeah. And oddly enough, sitting here now, it was a dry county. So a place where...
Clearly it was a misunderstanding, Zach, along the
well,
way.
I didn't think I had to ask that ahead of time. It never dawned on me. 50% of the counties are dry, so it was about 12 miles to the line, I think.
Oh, my gosh.
I made that drive a few times.
I'm sure you did.
So, and actually, I had interned for Jody Ayler when I was in college. So when he left to go to Phoenix, I was out... in Texas at the time, and they asked me to come back, and I've been here for 3 years and couldn't be happier.
I love it. You know, we're big fans of your show,
and I
want anybody that has not listened to your show, again, weekdays from 3 to 6, kind of doing a fun integration of what's happening here on the local sports scene, as well as obviously covering the Baltimore Orioles, the Washington Redskins, and the Buffalo Bills?
Just for you. I mean, we keep our show, this time of year, Matt, you know that we still talk Arizona football, we still talk Arizona basketball, but certainly when we get into the fall with Arizona football, we're heavy on that, big into the NFL, sweeping right into Arizona Wildcats basketball. And the nice thing this year is baseball took us all the way into July almost, going to the College World Series final, coming just a game away from winning it all.
Yep.
So that's great. And then, we also like to go outside, big stories, NBA, things like that. And with the program that we have here in town, I can follow the NBA and still draw it back to the Wildcats anyway.
Right on. Absolutely.
So we get to do a little bit of everything. And when you're on the radio for 15 hours a day, you've got to find ways to make it entertaining. You know that.
That's right. I don't know how you do it. I mean, I got an hour a week, Zach Clark, and I can't even keep up with myself.
Yeah, but I mean, you get food and alcohol. I have to sit in a sterile room and keep my water bottle on the floor, you know?
Now, I mentioned you're the pride of Romeo, Michigan. Did I pronounce that right?
Yeah.
Romeo, Michigan.
Nailed it.
I'll be the village of Romeo.
You make my mom and dad so happy.
Now, I would imagine that you were a fan of the sports teams from back in Michigan, right?
Yeah, and that's the thing. You know, I grew up the suburb of Detroit, about 40 minutes outside. Both my parents are from Michigan. So, I grew up a Lions fan, Tigers fan, Red Wings fan, Pistons fan. And the funny thing is, I don't know how much of this is funny. Some of it probably is. But the Waves have been – astounding up and down. I mean, I saw the Lions lose 16 games in a season.
Oh, man.
I saw the Detroit Tigers lose more games than anybody else ever has. But then I saw the Detroit Red Wings win 4 Stanley Cups and the Detroit Pistons win 3 NBA championships. So, and then I got to be a part of the Fab Five growing up around that. Both my parents went to Michigan State, so, you know, the national championship in 2000. That is one of my favorite parts of back home, is that diverse sports scene where no matter what time it is, no matter who you're talking to, there's plenty to go back and forth.
Well, it's almost like here at Canyon's Crown. I mean, it's such a dynamic sports scene here. I mean, 10 flat-screen TVs, 20 beers on tap. We're going to be talking to John Hand, the bar guy here. 23, Rich McKnight tells me, bars on tap.
Coming up.
I mean, I know there'll probably be a 24th one before the show is done. But a great sports destination for all the action here. Now, on the food and beverage side, Zach Clark, inquiring minds want to know.
Yeah.
You know, I'm sure they let you out of the studio from time to time. What are you liking on the food and beverage scene in Tucson these days?
Well, see, I got to admit, we have a almost 5-month-old son now, so we haven't been going out as much as we used to be. Been a lot more stuff happening on the inside. But I tell you what, when I was in college, when I first got here, you always would go to Fourth Avenue. It was funky, little things going on. But the streetcar, and I'm not going to comment on the streetcar itself, but the what it brought to downtown and what you see downtown now,
right.
You can go door to door, and the infusion of the craft beer, to me, that's the best.
Yeah, for sure.
Going into bottle shops, going into breweries, and not only get to sampling the drinks, but talking to the folks that make it.
That actually make the beer.
Yeah.
I love that.
I've got some good friends over at Sentinel Peak, and those guys are just the best. And they're so creative, and the restaurant is so much fun. And there are dozens of those all across town.
Yeah. You know, we're actually going to be doing a live broadcast from Sentinel Peak coming up on August 13th. And
we
are going to be breaking some news. Anyone that's listening now, you need to be at Sentinel Peak Brewing Company on August the 13th for our live show. There's going to be a lot of exciting things happening. We're talking to Zach Clark, though, right now. He's our celebrity co-host for the full hour. He's the host of the Zach Clark Show on ESPN every Monday through Friday from 3 to 6. He loves himself a good craft beer.
Yeah.
Now, I was talking to some brewers, and they don't really see themselves as competitors in this community. They collaborate. It's really a tight-knit community. They love each other.
Yeah, and I think that's really awesome. We do a side project over at ESPN Tucson called Tales of the Keg, where we bring in people that run bottle shops, people that run craft breweries. And that's the thing. You'd think with this explosion and with it would seemingly the more you add, everything getting a little bit tighter, but it just drives more collaboration. And I think there is a competitive nature to it. But it's not to trump somebody or to hop over somebody. It's just to continue to get better. And I mean, I haven't been in craft beer scenes too much outside of this. Certain places like San Diego, certainly.
Right.
But Tucson has got to be one of the premier mid-market craft brewery destinations in the country because it's just fantastic and they're so creative. You have the guys like Iron John, right, who small batch stuff, but it's just wild.
I absolutely love it.
It's wild.
We're going to be talking about beer throughout this show because we're we're surrounded by suds here.
I know.
They're in surround sound. But we're going to take a quick commercial break and thank a couple of sponsors. And when we come back, our good friend Kevin Bedience from the Horseshoe Grill, he's going to be calling in to talk about a great beer dinner that he's dialed up on August the 2nd. This is something you don't want to miss. And you don't want to miss one delicious sip. You're listening to On the Menu Live on 104.1 KQTH. Stick around. We'll be right back.
Hey, it's Matt Russell, and I have some fun new ways for you to get happy this summer at one of the hot spots on Tucson's culinary and cocktail scene, Commoner & Co. Enjoy special happy hour prices on delectable dishes, craft brews, premium wines, and signature cocktails every Monday through Saturday from the moment they open their doors until 6 p.m. And every Monday, from open to close, each bottle of wine on the Commoner & Co. menu will be half off the regular price. Half off! Is there a better way to get your week started? Keep cool and get your happy on this summer at Commoner & Co. on the southeast corner of Sunrise and Cole. I'll see you there.
Hey, fellow foodies, it's a brand new year, and I'm throwing down a challenge. The time has come for each and every one of you to do what I did years ago and liberate your pantries once and for all from those old jugs of oil and vinegar that you got from the big box grocery store. I'm Matt Russell, and I say enough is enough. It's time to make a fresh start for your family's health and choose only the freshest extra virgin olive oil and specially aged balsamic vinegars that can only be found at Alfonso Gourmet Olive Oil and Balsamics. Take it from the palate of a pro. Tom Alfonso is one of only a handful of certified olive oil tasters in the country, and his highly trained staff is ready to show you what you've been missing by pouring you some free samples today. Enjoy single varietal, fused, and infused olive oils, along with suggestions for pairing them with the perfect balsamic vinegars. Stop in today at one of their two convenient locations, on the southeast corner of River and Campbell in St. Philip's Plaza, and on the southeast corner of Oracle and McGee in Plaza Escondida. Or check them out online at alfonsooliveoil.com. On behalf of Tom and Nancy Alfonso, here's to your health and happiness all year long.
Hey, all you barbecue pitmasters out there in Arizona. This is Ray Lampe, Dr. Barbecue, and you're listening to On the Menu Live with my pal Matt Russell. It's the most delicious hour on radio.
And welcome back to On the Menu Live. It is Matt Russell broadcasting live from the newly renovated Canyon's Crown, British-inspired restaurant and pub. Of course, you've been here. Come on over. The party's just getting started. It is happy hour. This is one place that says happy hour should not be just Monday through Friday, for heaven's sake. It's every day. We're having a great time. 6958 Tangaverde, just west of Sabino Canyon Road. We are hoisting a pint with our celebrity co-host from the Zach Clark Show on ESPN Tucson. Zach Clark is back with us.
Thank you.
Having
thank
a great
you.
Time. Well, you know, absolutely. We were talking about beer. Mm-hmm. And the story continues because our one of our favorite restaurants there on the east side, the Horseshoe Grill,
yes.
They're going to be dial up a beer, a dinner with the Full Sail Brewing Company coming up next week. And what better person to walk us through the majesty than our good friend Kevin Beattie. It's Kevin. How are you, brother?
Matt, I'm here.
There he is. All right. Through the wonders of modern technology, Kevin, how are you?
I'm good. How are you guys doing tonight?
Sorry, we had a little connection problem, but we appear to be great. So, you know, we're talking about beer, brother. And you guys got something going on at the Horseshoe Grill on August the 2nd where you're lining up some spectacular suds with some of Chef Andy's great dishes. What do you guys got up your sleeve?
Yeah, we are really excited to host our first beer dinner. It is going to be August 2nd, like you said, at 6 p.m. We're going to do five courses. And we actually had a Full Sail in the restaurant just a couple of days ago, and we did some samplings, and we got a good menu lined up. It's pretty exciting.
So I'm curious, when you're doing a beer dinner like this, I mean, what came first, you know, sort of a chicken and egg thing? Did Andy kind of say, these are the kinds of dishes that I really want to kick out of the smoker and out of the grill, and then you decided which beers to pair? Or did Full Sail sit down and say, here are the beers that we really think are going to be off the hook, and let Chef Andy kind of, you know, create based on that beer lineup? How did that all come together?
Yeah, it was kind of a mixture of both. You know, we did try some of the beers, and Andy did have a couple ideas with the food. So it just kind of all came together. It was neat tasting a variety of different beers, some dark, some lighter. And in doing that, he was just inspired. So it was really neat to both collaborate on that and to get a really nice menu lined up. So it was definitely a combination of both the beer side and then also the food coming together.
Kevin, Zach Clark, when you guys come with these pairings, do you start with the food and find a beer to go with it, or do you start with a beer and find a beer to go with it? Which way do you go?
Well, we went ahead and we actually took the beer first, and then we did the tasting.
That's generally how I roll, Kevin.
Yeah.
So did you say this is a five-course dinner?
Yes, it's five-course. So we wanted to do two different types of appetizers, one showcasing our authentic, mesquite flavor. So we're going to be doing that with our mesquite smoked bacon. We're going to be doing some assorted cheeses with that. We're also going to be doing one of our signature dishes, our pasilla stuffed pepper. Mm. So we're going to be having different cheeses and a pasilla pepper. We're going to be making a special sauce to go ahead and pair up with that. And from there, we're actually going to do a smoked salmon fillet, and we're also going to showcase one of our steaks. And from there, for dessert, we're actually going to have a beer-infused sorbet.
A beer-infused sorbet.
Wow.
Yes, please.
Yeah, so we got a little bit creative for our first dinner, so we're pretty excited.
You know, I actually, we just got a tweet from one of our listeners in New York City who's listening right now, and he was overwhelmed by the use of the phrase spectacular suds. But indeed, these are spectacular suds. Now, Kevin Beattie, with all the breweries around the country that you wanted to showcase for your first beer dinner, what is it about Full Sail Brewing Company that you really like?
You know, it's very interesting that you asked that. So Tim Long, our head bartender behind the bar, actually has some background with Full Sail, and the evening that we decided to do our beer dinner, he actually had a Full Sail shirt on. And we discussed multiple breweries. We talked to our beverage distributors to try to figure out which brewery we wanted to do. And there were about three or four different things that evening that actually pointed to Full Sail. So we wanted to branch out because all of our draft beers, as you know, are local. So we did want to kind of branch out and bring something new to the market that some people don't have, especially on the east side. So we settled with Full Sail. I think it's pretty exciting, but I think our intent on our next beer dinner or wine dinner, we definitely want to do a local concept and switch it up from time to time.
That sounds great. So five courses, five dishes, five beers. How much are tickets, Kevin?
We're doing $40 per person. We do have some seats still available. And they could definitely call into the restaurant or message us on Facebook, and we can get people signed up.
And what's the telephone number where you can be reached, bro?
We are 838-0404.
838-0404. $40 a head gets you this five-course beer dinner. 838-0404. How about a location? Where's Horseshoe Grill located?
We are at 7113 East Broadway, right on the corner of Broadway and Pantano, just in line with Sprouts to the west.
And we have about 25 seconds left before we got to do a quick commercial break, but you guys are going to be opening up on your very first Sunday tomorrow, right?
Yes, yeah, we're really excited about that. We're going to be doing a brunch and a lunch concept, and we're going to get our feet wet with Sunday and see how it goes.
All right, Sundays at the Shoe is going to be on everybody's calendar. Smoked Bloody Marys, mimosas, and all kinds of fun. Anyway, Kevin Bedient from the beautiful Bedient family from the Horseshoe Grill. Sounds like a blast on August 2nd. I hope to see you there, man.
All right. Thank you, Matt. Thank you, guys.
Thanks so much. We're awesome. Going to take another quick commercial break and thank a couple of our valued and beloved sponsors. And when we come back, is Mr. Hand here. I've been wanting to say that all week. John Hand, the bartender here at the Horseshoe Grill, or at Canyon's Crown. He's going to be talking about libating with love because that's how he rolls. You're listening to On the Menu Live on 104.1 KQTH. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
Why such a loud slurp, my friend?
Well, I read on a recent article on TucsonFoodie.com 8 spots for Japanese ramen in Tucson that is customary.
What? No way.
Way. Not only that, but I found a great Tucson Foodie article about some of the best Tucson hotspots for happy hour, a guide to the growing number of restaurants in downtown Tucson, a roundup of killer spots for burgers, and a number of new restaurants to check out. Tucson Foodie also just won a Best of Award from the Tucson Weekly's 2014 competition.
That's insane.
What? That they won an award?
No, that slurping ramen is customary. I'm going to have to check out Tucson Foodie to see for myself. Where can I find it?
They're all over. Check them out on the web at TucsonFoodie.com, Facebook, Twitter, Pinterest, Instagram, and Tumblr. They also have a great weekly email newsletter, which you can sign up for at TucsonFoodie.com. Just look for the bright red logo.
I'm on it.
Great. Now, excuse me. I have a bowl of ramen to finish.
Hi, it's Matt Russell, and I know you're hungry because you're listening to this show, so it must be time to treat yourself to Tino's. Tino's Pizza, that is. Family-owned and operated for more than 30 years, Tino's serves up hand-tossed pizzas from scratch every single day, along with salads, wings, and oven-toasted sandwiches that will satisfy any appetite. And Tino's lineup of craft beers and premium wines will pair perfectly with any of their pizzas, like my favorite, the Dimitri Special. Pizza is a family affair, and Tino's invites you and yours to come in and experience the difference that local makes in a setting that's just right for any occasion. Isn't it time for Tino's? Tino's Pizza, open daily at 6610 East Tancaverde Road, just across the street from Trail Dust Town. And don't forget to download some money-saving coupons at tinospizza.com.
How's it going, Tucson? Jeff Morrow here from the Sandwich King on the Food Network. Thanks for listening to On the Menu Live with my buddy Matt Russell.
And welcome back to On the Menu Live. You are listening to Matt Russell, and I am broadcasting live from the newly renovated Canyon's Crown British Pub and Restaurant, 6958 Tancaverde Road, just west of Sabino Canyon Road. We are in the middle of happy hour, and wherever there's a great happy hour, there's our celebrity co-host from the Zach Clark Show.
You better believe it.
ESPN, Zach Clark. You know, the hour goes by so fast when you're having great beers, man.
I know. And these Guinness blends are delicious.
Now, there must be a small leak in the bottom of your glass.
Feels like they're maybe.
Anyway, well, as we say, we've been coming to Canyon's Ground for years, and it's just one of the great places,
yep.
You know, not only for just a killer happy hour, but a great meal. They've got one of the most thoughtful menus in town, really paying homage to our friends across the pond, but also celebrating what works here at the center of the plate. We're actually going to be talking with Chef Will Adams a little bit later on in the show.
Looking forward to
about
that.
The culinary approach, but let's keep talking about booze.
Yeah, excellent.
Because that's what we
excellent,
do. Yeah. And there's a guy here who keeps the booze meter running over time.
I do indeed.
He is barman John Hand. Listen to that voice.
I know.
It's a voice for radio.
Oh,
I got the too.
Oh my gosh. Oh man.
That's good.
You have a wonderful voice. Congratulations.
Thank you.
On all your success here.
Thank you.
How did they let you out from behind the bar to sit down here with us for a while?
It's a brief moment in time. I normally have to go back there and start slinging beers, but they allow me out. They expose me to the audience, to the world. And now I'm here with
and
you.
And here you are.
I know.
Well, you know what? We're hoisting these Guinness blends.
Good.
And I want to talk about that because,
please,
you know, when you come into an Irish pub or a mm-hmm. British-inspired pub, you know, you have these expectations. And you know, if they don't have Guinness, you got to turn around and leave, find some place that does.
It's a key point.
But so you showcase the Guinness and all of its magnificence here. And, of course, you have the black and tan. I mean, you couldn't say no to your guests that want that. But that's not good enough for John Hand. That's not good enough for Canyon's
Ground.
It is
not.
You've actually created a special part of your menu to celebrate what Guinness can be with other beers as well.
Oh, we have so many different varieties that highlight Guinness. Guinness by itself is such an excellent beer,
yeah.
But I think you're drinking a Blacksmith, which is a Smittix layered with Guinness on top, and you're having
the pear cider,
which is a great balance. What's great about these blends is the fact that you can get introduced to two different beers. If you're not a dark ale drinker, that is okay, but if you happen to really like ciders, it's a good way to introduce yourself to a darker beer,
yep,
or a cider. That's what's the great thing about blends and how Guinness is produced and how it's poured. You can actually layer a beer on top of another beer. It's simple as putting a spoon in between the two beers.
That's really all it is.
It really is.
And you can actually watch that
happen.
That's
the magic of Guinness.
That's right. Well, there is a lot of magic going
it
on
is.
Here at Canyon's Ground, and it's not just about the beers. I mean, you guys have got these signature cocktails. People have been talking about this cocktail program for a long time now. How do you decide, I mean, in today's cocktail culture, who does Canyon's Ground want to be on the cocktail spectrum? Because there's so many different stories and adventures and opportunities in the cocktail scene. What do you guys want to be on the cocktail scene?
We just want to be a part of it. Because we have such a great variety of not just our beers, but our cocktails. We want people to come in here and have something to drink. Whether it be a cocktail, a martini, a glass of wine, a nice pint of beer, something cold, something hot. We want to be able to have the variety and the choice for when people to come in, they can have their drink, have a wine, have some food, and have a good time, which is the most important part.
Yeah, I tell you, the good times never stop going. And I love the fact that the authenticity here anchors the experience, because take a look at the glassware, Zach Clark.
Yeah, no, I noticed that too, and when they handed me the glass, I thought, all right.
I mean, this is not...
And that matters.
It's the part of
that
it's the environment.
It seriously does.
It's the environment when you sit down. When you walk into the pub, we have nice wooden floors. We have red benches with black trim. It's an inviting environment to come sit down, to talk to your friends, to where it's pretty busy in here. It's loud, but it doesn't mean you can't talk to your friend next to you. That's what's the great part about this place, where you can have your friends, have a cocktail, and not feel intimidated or overwhelmed by what's surrounding you.
And that's one of the reasons it's so great to watch a game here.
It is.
Because it's not
perfect.
Just bananas loud.
Oh, yeah.
You'll enjoy it and have fun.
You can enjoy,
it's not.
You can enjoy your NFL football. And if you happen to be an EPL fan, the English Premier League like I am, you can watch some of those games, as long as it's not the 4 a.m. ones. But I mean, you have a great variety of sporting programs that are coming on, especially with the Olympics coming right around the corner.
Yeah, next week.
Yeah, it's going to be great.
Seriously.
It's a great opportunity.
Another one of our good friends here is Rich McKnight. He's the co-owner of Canyon's Ground, and I have to say to you, sir, congratulations on all your success. Now, look, you've got an entourage here coming in. That's Jane Wallace Jerry, by the way, a culinary master in her own right, is here to have a cocktail. But anyway, I think we got to have his mic turned on, Tara, if you don't mind. So let me hear you talk, Rich.
She about knocked
That's
me
the way
over.
I like it. You know, we're talking about the TVs here, the sports atmosphere here. There's not a bad seat in the house. Wherever you're sitting, you're in great proximity to one of the screens.
Yeah, when we put up the extra screens here a couple of years back, it really did make a difference. There's no place that you can sit in the restaurant anymore and not see at least one and typically four or five TVs.
And that's the way it should be, exactly. Now, let me ask you this. I said it was 20 beers on tap. You said, respectfully, 23 beers on tap. How do you guys decide what kinds of beers to showcase with all the beers under the sun? Is there a method or a science that goes into what you want to have on tap here?
So typically what I do is nag John. John, I heard about this great beer. I want you to get it.
In large part, that's sometimes what happens, is that we have our core beers, which tend to be the English and some of the domestic light lagers. But then as the craft beer family, as an umbrella, it keeps expanding. And that allows us as, the owner of the restaurant and the head bartender here, we have so many great choices. So we don't have to be stuck on an American light lager. We have some great IPAs, local IPAs that we can get through our, just the Tucson area and the whole of Arizona is great. It's also seasonal. When we have, if it's nice and hot, you want something light and crisp, like a German style Hefeweizen. But as this winter months, even though our winter months here are short, as we all know, we can start to get in and so those big, malty Russian Imperial Stouts.
Yeah, well, we're going to keep drinking beer before and after this news break. But anyway, John Hanna, Rich McKnight, thanks so much for live.
Thank you so much.
With love. A quick news break. Thank a couple more of our sponsors. When we come back, Rich is going to hang around with us, and then we're going to talk to Chef Will Adams to talk about the center of the plate. You're listening to On the Menu Live on 104.1 KQTH. We'll be right back.
Hey there, fellow foodies. Matt Russell here, and I say that nothing makes a culinary and cocktail experience more legendary than a premium cigar. And Jerry's Cigars has everything for the Tucson cigar enthusiast. With more than 70,000 cigars in stock, Jerry's has a cigar for every taste and size, including rare and hard-to-find cigars, alongside an impressive showcase of lighters and cutters, humidors, and other accessories. Swing by Jerry's for some sticks to go, or fire one up in the climate-controlled comfort of Jerry's Cigar Lounge. Jerry's Cigars, the official tobacconist of On the Menu Live. Come see him today at 4433 North 1st Avenue, just north of Wetmore Road. Or give them a call at 887-7778. That's 887-7778. The heat is on in southern Arizona, and I ask you, is your grill ready for a busy barbecue season? Mine wasn't until I called Tucson Grill Cleaning, your go-to company for all things barbecue. Not only do they clean even the grossest of grills with an exclusive purification treatment that will breathe new life into your beloved barbecue, they also do grill installations and repairs, sell unique grill accessories, and give great advice. Don't you deserve a well-functioning appliance free of the nastiness that no grill should be subject to? Call the award-winning Tucson Grill Cleaning today for a clean grill of health at 245-7967. That's 245-7967. Or simply book your appointment online at TucsonGrillCleaning.com.
And welcome back, fellow foodies. You're listening to On the Menu Live on 104.1 KQTH. We are having a blast. And this live broadcast from Canyon's Crown, 6958 East Tankerville Road, just west of Cibino Canyon. And yes, happy hour is in full swing. We've got happy hour specials, $1 off all starters, all beers, wines, and wells, all the way up till 7 o'clock. You know, these guys, Zach Clark, say, happy hour, Monday through Friday.
Forget about it.
Come on, every day.
Yeah.
You've got to give the working man and woman a break.
That's right.
And do it here at Canyon's Crown. Well, we were talking to Rich McKnight a little bit in the earlier segment. I wanted to chat with him a little bit more before we bring on our featured guest, the executive chef, Will Adams. But, Rich, you guys shut down here for a few days to kind of do some work inside. Give our listeners a sense of the scope of the renovation that you guys just finished.
It was more than a few days. We were down for a total of 10.
Wow.
And our flooring before we shut down was in really bad shape. For those of that had been in here before, the bar area was carpeted. The rest of the restaurant was largely a wood floor that was pretty much 50 years old, the same age as the restaurant.
Wow.
It really showed. So it needed some TLC, or actually it needed to be shot, taken behind the shed and shot. So we ripped all that up. We've replaced it with new wood grains. And then we've done a couple of other just minor modifications as well, just to make the restaurant run a little more efficiently.
Yeah.
We moved the server beverage station from back in the kitchen area. We've gotten that out of the way. It's over on the side now. so that servers don't have to be interfering with the kitchen staff.
Right, right.
So they're when they're making their drinks.
Right. I tell you what, you know, when you hear renovation, especially at a place like Canyon's Crown, where the setting is as much of the experience as the food and the drink
Amen.
Is, you know, we want to make sure that people understand that the Canyon's Crown has retained the clubby, pubby environment. You know, you haven't rethought or reimagined the space. You've just, like you said, you did some touches and some tweaks, and I love the flooring because I think it's representative of the whole sort of Canyon's Crown spirit that you guys set out when you opened the restaurant.
It is, and it's not a drastic change as you mentioned. We've certainly improved upon it. It's in much better shape than it had been before. But really, why fix something that's not broken?
Right, exactly. Well, you know, there's something here that's not broken, and that's your food. And I want to bring on a guy who I got to know fairly recently. As a matter of fact, it was St. Patrick's Day, because I wrote a column for Inside Tucson Business about celebrating in spirit and in style, and where better to do St. Patrick's Day than at Canyon's Crown. And I heard about these bangers. Now, you can go to your big food service company and you can buy your bangers in a box, or you could have your bangers shipped from, you know, places across the country. But Chef Will Adams says no. There is too much time and attention and care and love that goes into making a banger, so much so that you have to do it by hand. And here is a guy that does things by hand with love and with great craft, the executive chef here at Canyon's Crown, Will Adams. Will, how are you doing,
hey,
man?
Not bad. It's good to see you again, Matt.
Well, it's always great to see you. And again, just like John Hand, I mean, we had to like pull him away from the bar. I would imagine the back of the house is wondering where you are. I appreciate you taking time with us.
We're pretty busy right now. It's a typical Saturday for us. Hoping to talk about some of our new food items.
Yeah, let's give our listeners a sense of kind of the anchor experience here. So when you hear Canyon's Crown, when you see the logo, when you come in and you see your ceiling, Rich McKnight talked about the floor, when you see these gorgeous pints of ales and of brews, you know that you are experiencing this across the pond experience. Talk a little bit about the British influence on the pub side of your menu. So when you're talking about pub fare,
right,
what does that mean? What does that look
well,
like?
Well, our pub fare, we have your shepherd's pie, your chicken pot pie, a Guinness pie. That's all three of those are big sellers.
Guinness pie.
Yes.
Guinness, so you're actually incorporating Guinness beer.
Guinness beer.
Into an entree.
Exactly.
Okay, we'll take 10.
Yeah, that's using our center cut sirloin, which, if listeners don't know about, that's your London broil,
right,
which is your best cut right in the center. We use that and add mushrooms, gravy, and the Guinness at the end. And that dish gets a crust over it, a pastry crust with vegetables and mashed potatoes.
It really showcases well, too,
right,
the dish itself, especially with that pastry. When you sort of burst into that, and then you just dive into that majestic middle, is really good. Now, full scratch kitchen back there, too. So you're doing things by scratch, by hand.
Right. We're probably a 90% scratch kitchen.
That's huge.
There's some items where you wouldn't touch trying to make from scratch, like French fries and tater tots. That doesn't make sense. But we try to make everything from scratch so we can, so we basically know what's in it.
I would imagine your tater tot program is alive and well here, though.
It is.
I mean, you can't do an Irish pub without a tater tot, Clark, right?
Amen.
Oh, we have ages 5 to 80 wanting tater tots, so we keep it on the menu.
Yeah, I love it. So we got this great pub feel, this great pub atmosphere, really saluting the folks of Great Britain, because they know their way around a great meal, and you really are sort of manifesting that in a great and authentic way.
Agreed.
And we love that British style. But also, I think it's important for our listeners to know that, you know, there are items here on the menu that celebrate what America looks like at the center
right.
of the plate, not just what they do on that side of the pond, but on this side of the pond as well. So, yes, you can have a great, amazing, you know, life-changing fish and chips, Guinness pie, as you said,
bangers.
Your bangers and mash, all handcrafted and hand-stuffed and hand, you know, loved. But you've also have some things that sort of represent that iconic American experience.
Right.
Talk about that side of your menu.
Well, we have your burgers. And I was about to say typical burger, but it's not typical.
I would stop you if you would have said that.
We put love and care into it. It's quality Angus ground beef.
Wow.
It's the best you can get. And we cut that by hand. and weigh it out, and it's fresh every day.
It's stunning to me. More and more chefs are sort of taking that spirit. You know, it's so much easier to just go buy your food.
Or even have a burger press.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But when you're talking about hand cutting, hand trimming, doing all of that in-house, going that extra step to produce an experience that your guests really have come to expect, I mean, that's, that takes work, man.
Well, I was talking about hand cutting, and maybe the listeners don't understand what I'm saying, but in the store you see your ground beef in a large amount, and it's in a plastic roll. Well, we get it in 10-pound rolls, and we slice right through it. And people at home can do this, too, and you press it out with a small plate, and there you go. You don't want to touch your ground beef too much. You change the fat content of it, and it'll cook unevenly.
Yeah, it's funny because I see people making, you know, ground beef and hand-doing patties, and they're just pounding the crap out of these things. Stop!
Yeah.
Just stop!
Yeah.
Look, handle it with care.
Exactly.
Do what Will Adams does.
Yeah.
Handle
be
with
more
care.
Like Will, yeah.
That should be his sign in the back of the house. But anyway, so, you know, NFL season is weeks away.
Yes.
Right now, and so I'm a Redskins guy. You know, some seasons it's a lot easier to admit that than others. I'm a Buffalo Bills guy. Everyone's got to have an NFC team and an AFC team.
Right.
So this, Caden's Crown, has for a long time been kind of a destination for football. Look, there's Sabrina Plattner and Danny Plattner from People's Mortgage. All the stars. Oh, what? Guaranteed rate. Oh, a change of jobs. Oh, you need to come on the show to tell our listeners. Forgot about People's Mortgage. I didn't know what I was talking about. Anyway, celebrities in the house all hour long. But you guys do something. Are you kind of putting some ideas together about what kind of food specials you want to run during NFL season? I know
we are.
Something you guys have done in the past.
We are. Well, coming off the restoration, that took a lot of time. And we are working on a menu right now. The ideas are flying through my head as we speak. We're going to try to outdo some of the items that we had last year and just give it a little bit more pop. I want the flavors just to burst. So
as football flavors
should. Yeah.
It will be a football-oriented menu, but probably just a little bit better than what you're used to.
Now, Rich, you guys have Sunday Ticket here. I mean, I think you have to, right?
Yeah, you've got to. In order to compete on Sundays, you got to have Sunday Ticket. So, yeah, we're showing all the games.
Right. So Will said he wants to outdo himself, what he did last year for NFL menu. Now, give me an example of a dish, of a menu item that you had during football season, kind of on your NFL menu, that you think that you can go one step better and knock out of the park this year.
Well, last year we used a lot of our items and we made them into combinations where you take the small amounts and make a large plate. It was very difficult when you have a full packed restaurant. So I'm thinking simplicity, but quality.
Yeah. Oh, I dig it.
Yeah.
Now I can't wait.
Yeah.
We're going to have you on the show again to talk about your NFL menu. Now, has some of these bars and grills around town have kind of morphed into the official, you know, Redskins bar, the official Bears bar, the official, you know, Lions bar.
I don't think that exists.
Okay.
We're all too sad.
Has Canyon's Crown become the home for any particular NFL team here in town? And please don't say the Dallas Cowboys.
Oh,
you know,
I know. I hate to say it, but
don't.
The place gets packed with Dallas fans. But it depends on who's playing, too.
Okay.
When you get Minnesota and maybe Detroit. Something like that.
I don't want to offend any of my Cowboys listeners. I mean, they're all very, you know, good men on the field. They do what they need to do, except when they play the Redskins. But people coming in and wearing their jerseys and their colors and everything too on Sundays.
Oh yeah.
Awesome.
Even the staff.
The staff gets into it.
Even the staff shows up in jerseys and colors.
Now, who's your team, Rich McKnight? You have an NFL team that you want to give some props to?
I do. They have won more Super Bowls than any other team, the Pittsburgh Steelers.
A Steeler guy.
Wow.
Where's your towel? Where's the terrible
towel? Where's the terrible towel?
Wow, good for you.
I didn't know I was supposed to bring it with me.
Now, what about you, Will? You NFL guy? Football guy?
I'm not really into sports,
right.
But
you have no time to
if I
sports,
have
well.
To root for someone, it'd be the Cardinals.
Okay, well, hey.
Oh, there you go.
Hey,
yeah.
Great.
And good timing for that as well.
Exactly. And
they're
NFL,
be fantastic.
Kickoff is what, September 11th this year? something like that. You know, we're going to be talking to Will a little bit later about some of the new menu items that have recently hit the scene here pretty soon. But you actually have brought out some things for us to try.
We have.
And when you're thinking about Canyon's Crown, what does Canyon's Crown look like at the center of the plate? What do we got here, Chef?
Well, we have a two-piece fish. This is fresh cod, Atlantic cod, and it's beer battered and French fries, coleslaw, and your sides.
What do you have to do? Let me tell you, I love fish and chips. I mean, I am a fish and chips sophisticate. Say that three times fast after three blacksmiths. But anyway, what does it take to nail fish and chips? I mean, is there a secret in the preparation? Is there a secret in the presentation? When you're thinking about fish and chips, what do you have to do perfectly to make it a memorable experience?
Well, one thing that I've learned about cooking the fish is make sure the fish is ice cold.
Oh,
I mean, like actually when you thaw it out, if you get it from the store, ice it down. Don't let it freeze, but it has to be cold.
I never heard that.
When
either.
It's warm, it seems to want to throw off the batter when it hits that hot oil.
Man.
I don't know the science. Yeah, I don't know the science behind it, but it's just 20 years of experience that's taught me that.
Well,
so.
I'm going to take your word for it. I wasn't a great science student, so
I'm
just going to agree with everything you say. Okay, so I'm going to go in on this bad boy. You say now this is Atlantic cod,
right.
You said?
Yes.
Okay, so the first thing I look for, Will Adams, when I judge a fish and chips is the texture. So I went in with my hands. I hope that didn't violate protocol.
No, not at all.
I went in with my hands. I broke off a chunk of that gorgeous fish, and right away I heard a snap.
Yeah, you can feel it with your fingers.
You can feel it, Zach.
Yeah.
You're absolutely right. You can feel the snap. It did not compromise the integrity of the fish that we left behind on the plate.
No.
It just sort of snapped off.
Right.
And it's got this gorgeous texture here. And again, when you're looking at fish and chips, you want to see what? The fish.
Exactly.
You
yeah.
see some fish and chips around town, there's like this big dough cave, and they got to sort of crawl in there and look around. When you order fish and chips, you'd better see the fish.
Yeah, I mean,
that's right.
Bursting out right here and squeeze it.
Right. And I love the fact that you have not dabbed with a paper towel. See, my wife would want me to dab this with a paper towel.
What? What?
She would like me to do that. Right. I love the fact that dabbing's not allowed here at the fish and chips. You want to have a little bit of that grease.
That's
you
right.
have to.
It's right. got the flavor.
I'm going in.
Plus right,
I'm
going to join you.
Right. You know, rarely am I rendered speechless, Zach Clark.
I agree.
Okay.
But.
Okay. Oh, there's Framma and Lisa. Boy, they're all here. My goodness, it's like major celebrity hour. Just back from, I think, Albuquerque. You're in the house, and Lisa's here, too. Where's Jeff? I see. Okay. Well, anyway, he's coming out. Tell him to get the fish and chips. The fish is gorgeous. You get that beautiful
flaky.
Snap, beautifully flaky. Again, it holds together well, so it's not falling
right.
apart.
Creamy on the inside.
Creamy. The mouthfeel.
Yeah.
And these are the kinds of things, Will, that you got to do. Now, I see that you've plated this with some tartar sauce.
Exactly.
Now, are you a tartar guy?
Yes.
All right. So I'm going to – now, I already ate off this, and I'm going to double dip. But it's my show, Zach. I can do whatever I want.
Yeah, I'm not going to stop you.
I'm going to try that now.
Just if you guys are vinegar guys in the downtime we have, we do have vinegar at every table.
Oh, I see that. The malt vinegar.
That is true.
I grew up in the Midwest, and Fish Fry Friday was a serious thing.
It's like a religion in and of itself.
Well, yes.
Yeah, I mean, Roger Hathorn is here shaking his head aggressively. He's from the Midwest, Chicago, that area. You got it. Fish Fry is like a culture.
Yeah, leading up to Easter. There. Absolutely.
Okay, so the fish and chips, as you said, an anchor experience here at Canyon's Crown. And again, there's a fair amount of food, too.
We make the tartar sauce in-house, too. That's from scratch. So
it's a big plate.
It's a big plate. Now, did you plate this up because Zach Clark and Matt Russell were going to be on the show, or is this an honest representation of what a serving looks like?
Well, I knew you were going to pay for it later, so. No, that's our two-piece fish.
And may I say the fries are great, too, because that's also really important.
Nice seasoning on the fries as well. Really crisp to sort of counter the play against the fish. All right, great. Fish and chips is the place to be. Now, we're going to do a quick trivia question right now. We're going to come back and finish our tasting. But somebody within our listening audience is going to be so eager to answer our trivia question because whoever gets to us with the right answer the first time is going to get a gift certificate to experience the wonderful world of Great Britain without having to leave Tucson, a Canyon's Crown gift certificate. Have you guys thought about a fun question to ask our listeners?
We have.
Go ahead.
Lay it on me, Rich.
And we've decided that we want to ask everybody to take a wild guess. Everybody served. If they haven't, we make all of our bangers in-house. And we wanted to ask everybody, in any given year, how many bangers does head chef Will Adams make by hand?
Wow. Okay, so these are handmade bangers, English sausages, for those of our listeners that might not know what a banger is. How many bangers does Chef Will Adams hand make every single year? If you think you know the answer, send us an email right now. On the menu live. Zach, put your phone down. You're not eligible. I think you're on the menu live at gmail.com. Again, on the menu live at gmail.com. First person in with the right answer, or the closest to the right answer, is going to get a Canyon's Crown gift certificate. We're going to take a quick commercial break and thank a couple of sponsors, and we're going to come back and finish it out with Rich McKnight and Chef Will Adams at Canyon's Crown. You're listening to On the Menu Live on 104.1 KQTH. Stick around.
The Tucson Originals Restaurants is a dynamic group of independently owned, fine dining, casual, and neighborhood restaurants. Since 1999, Tucson Originals Restaurants have been working together to preserve and promote the unique culinary spirit of Tucson. This alliance has helped many of Tucson's signature restaurants thrive and become icons in the Tucson dining scene. Tucson Originals provides support to member restaurants to ensure locally owned restaurants continue to offer wonderful and diverse dining experiences right here in Tucson. Tucson Originals connects Tucsonans with the local food community in interesting and interactive ways, including fundraising for local charities and food demonstrations at local events. Check out their website at TucsonOriginals.com for the latest in local dining action and amazing dining deals throughout the year. And follow them on Facebook and Twitter at Tucson Originals. Whether you're a local restaurant owner or just love good food, check out Tucson Originals restaurants and be a part of something delicious.
And welcome back to On the Menu Live. It is Matt Russell and Zach Clark broadcasting live from Canyon's Crown. Again, 6958 East Tankerville Road. We're just a stone's throw west of Sabino Canyon, and we are still in the middle of a great happy hour here. We got a lot of listeners that have come out to see what all the buzz is about. We've got some even people applauding the arrival of a beer, but that's what Roger Hawthorne does as a rule. Anyway, we're back here talking to Rich McKnight and Will Adams again. The question of the day is, how many bangers does Chef Will Adams hand craft here at Canyon's Crown every single year? On the menu live at gmail.com. On the menu live at gmail.com. First person in is going to get a Canyon's Crown gift certificate. Now, Chef Will Adams, before we go to our next item to taste,
you're going
to
make me wait?
Put your fork down, Zach. You have some new menu items that made their way onto the menu here.
We do. We have the meatloaf burger. That's all the ingredients of a meatloaf, and it's made into a burger, and there's no egg in it, so you can order any temp you'd like.
A meatloaf burger.
Yeah, it is. It's grilled, and you can order any temp. Like I said, rare through well done.
May God bless you and the Adams family.
Yeah.
A meatloaf burger. Now, no egg in it, right?
No egg.
What's
also,
the binding? I mean, how does that work?
A little bit of breadcrumb.
Oh, yeah.
I just have my tricks.
And he's not. We can't break him down.
No.
I mean, he's holding his hand.
And
good for him, I guess. Yeah. Meatloaf burger, probably one of the showstoppers here. Now that it's been a.
It is. It's really come up. Like our plain Jane burger is more like a build your own, but the meatloaf burger is so far selling about the same. So, real proud of that one.
Love it. Come on out to Canyon's Crown and try one of those meatloaf burgers. Get by me to get to it. But
that's right.
What else? Anything else new on the menu?
Well, you know, I have the ingredients there, so why not make a meatloaf? We have a meatloaf with a mushroom demi-glaze, mashed potatoes, and vegetables. And every once in a while, I'll throw in some ground scraps of sirloin.
Oh, my goodness.
Scraps work.
That's
right. They have a reason to exist.
That's right.
Right. You don't take the scraps and toss them.
You can't throw them away. No way.
Scraps.
That's money. Can't throw
that
away.
That is money. Seriously. Okay, come on down. Check out the new menu items here at Canyon's Crown. We have time to talk about this one other dish here.
Sure.
Speaking of bangers, Chef Will Adams, you've been doing a lot of banging lately, and this is how they played up, right?
That's right.
Let's take a look. What do we got going on here?
Look at that.
Isn't that gorgeous, Zach Clark? So talk a little bit about the banger here. You say you do that in-house.
I do.
From scratch. What's the process?
I ground down pork shoulder. I add ground salt pork to it. My secret seasonings that I'm not going to let out.
Oh, man, you're tough. And, you are tough.
It is completely gluten-free, if anyone's wondering. We do have a large crowd that comes in that wants that
sure.
deal going on.
Excellent.
You got some baked beans and some mashed potatoes and caramelized onions on top.
Beautiful. This is it.
There's nothing else after this.
All right, now I'm going to actually. Thank you. I didn't see a fork. I was going to pick up a banger with my hand.
That's all right.
I wouldn't
that's
be right. the first person.
No,
to do
you wouldn't
that.
Be
well,
the first.
Adams, now these are beautifully grilled.
They are.
You know why we can tell they're grilled?
Char on the outside.
You've got a char. You got the grill marks. Just beautiful. All right, I'm going in on this. Banger. Pork shoulder then, right?
And look at the juice they're sitting in too.
Look at
my
that.
Goodness.
This gorgeous sauce.
I mean, it just falls apart. Thank you. All right, I'm gonna get down on this. I like mine a little bit crispier here.
Yeah, you got that little char on the outside.
Yeah,
right.
You got that tenderness from that pork inside.
Yeah,
there is one seasoning in there, Will, that if you don't share it with me, there's one. You know, you're nodding, you're smiling.
Oh,
you
that,
know what I'm going after? There is one.
That should have been our trivia. Darn it!
What is that? I mean, I could go fennel. I could go. I mean, I think I can almost go anise. There's something in there that you're. Are you getting that,
yeah.
Zach?
Yeah, it's very subtle though. It's not overpowering.
It's not overpowering.
Perfect.
But it's there, and
I'll tell you
what it is.
I'll tell you.
What is it?
Nutmeg.
It's
Ooh.
Nutmeg.
It's like you get that richness, that nuttiness, and that kind of cinnamony.
Yeah. I mean, it's like this seasonal. I mean, here we are in this sort of this dark clubby hubby lounge. And you're nailing us with nutmeg and the banger.
That's right.
God bless you.
Yeah,
so good.
Yeah, that's tremendous.
Now, these potatoes, it would be a disservice to try that without these creamy potatoes.
And the beans, too.
Caramelized onion, so you get
that's right.
the sweetness from the onion. The pillowy texture of those potatoes. Now, Rich McKnight, do you eat here breakfast, lunch, and dinner?
Not quite all three meals, but you can find me here quite a bit. I'm a big fan, believe it or not.
What a well-made plate.
This is court, and it plates up beautifully, too, right? Bangers and mash.
Yeah.
Where better? Hours of operation, Rich?
Every day we open at 11 a.m. unless there's some special event going on or during the early part of the NFL season. On Sundays, we open at 10. During the week, Sunday through Thursday, we stay open till 10 p.m. And then on Fridays and Saturdays, we are open until midnight.
It's funny, about a month ago, I was driving by, and it was about 10 minutes of 11, and there were five people standing outside your door waiting for the door to open. I kid you not. I mean, these are fans. When you say you have fans of Canyon's Crown,
but I mean fans. The fish, the bangers.
I mean, come on.
Yeah.
Now, an active Facebook, Instagram, social media presence, too. Now, who's managing that whole thing? I mean, I got to tell you, I follow everywhere you guys are on social media. There's always a wonderful story to tell through imagery. Where can people find you online?
We are on Facebook. Obviously, our email address. We have a website. All of that, you know, we tell everybody this is a family operation. All of that is managed beautifully by my sister-in-law, Jamie.
Oh, great job, Jamie.
Yeah.
Nice. Really good stuff. So I got to ask you, Will Adams.
Yes.
So I would imagine that Rich lets you go home from time to time. You don't live here.
Every once in a while.
Probably got a cot in the back, but that's okay. Now, if I were going to tell you, I was going to command you to go back to the Adams home, and you're going to take everything out of your refrigerator, but there's only one thing that is going to stay in Will Adams' refrigerator at home.
Oh,
what
wow.
is the one thing that you, Will Adams, cannot live without?
Fear.
What a shock! All right, now I got to. Here's my follow-up. What kind of beer?
And whatever's
cheap. Whatever's on special.
All right. Well,
I tend to go with the Guinness, and well, it depends.
Well, we hope it's Guinness is great. We would hope that one of your beers in your fridge is a local Tucson beer.
Right.
We got some heroes here on the street who do some great things. Grab beer. But anyway, Will Adams, thank you so
much. Thank you
for letting us hang in your house here. Congratulations for all of your success, and Rich McKnight. We're so proud of you and your team here at Canyon's Crown. And taking a look around, you have a lot of fans to feed. So thanks again for everything that you do.
Thanks, guys.
And Zach Clark of ESPN Tucson. The Zach Clark Show airs every Monday through Friday on ESPN Tucson 14. 1390 AM, 104.9 FM. Check them out, and let's go have a beer sometime.
Yeah.
Right now. If you missed any part of the show whatsoever, the entire show is going to be up on our website, onthemenulive.com, early next week. In the meantime, it's Matt Russell and Zach Clark reminding you, if it's Saturday at 5, it is On the Menu Live. Cheers, fellow foodies. We will see you at Canyon's Crown.
At the top and bottom of the hour.
Stay up to date
at 1041kqth.com with the latest local news.
It's 1041 KQTH HD.
KQTH.
Tucson's news.